This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have family members that we love. We have people that we admire. There are people that we look in family albums or hear from our family members that they are people that are highly respected and we love them dearly to the degree that whatever they do or what they have said or what they have left from letters or, you know, even practices of worship or rituals, we will partake in that as a means of respecting them and honoring them. When it comes to prophethood, this is the final frontier for this reality for each and every one of us. For the people or the figures that we respect and practice their practices to be at their level of greatness or honor of what they have obtained and maintained throughout history, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is challenging that. He's challenging that because He wants to see your allegiance. Where does your true allegiance lie, or your primary allegiance, if you will? Because when we look at our allegiance, we have to see, okay, the source of that is whom or what? Where do we take our ultimate guidance from? Where do we take our footsteps? Which footsteps do we follow? Do we use as a means of guidance? Because footsteps lead you to a destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this. And Ibn al-Qayyim uses this when speaking about migrating to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, migrating to his sunnah, as was defined as his opinions, his statements, and his practices, which we know as sunnah, and his approvals. Do we prefer that over everything else? Is that what we look at as the guiding light to shine light on everything in a place of confusion and darkness, as Abdul Qadir Jilani spoke about earlier? When understanding this, we see how, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the chapter of Zukhruf, when He mentions that there will be people that they will say that Allah has daughters, and the daughters are the angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inhum illa yakhrusun," that verily they are guessing when they say, "Lo sha'a ar-Rahmanu ma 'abadnahum." If the merciful would have wanted that, we wouldn't have worshipped them. "Ma bihum min dhalika min 'ilmin, inhum illa yakhrusun." This is not from knowledge. Verily they are guessing. "Qala awalaw ji'tukum bi ahla mimma wajadtum 'alayhi aba'akum." What if we were to come to you with something that is more guided for you than what your forefathers had? Now this is the challenge. The people that you've heard about, that you've respected, that you're following them, are you going to prefer their statements, actions, approvals, rituals over what Allah has brought, or over what this individual that is a prophet and that doesn't want anything from you except to follow your Creator? That's the choice. But what did they say? Rather, they said, "Inna wajadna aba'ana ala ummatin wa inna ala atharihim muhtadun," that we found our forefathers practicing this and we will be guided following their footsteps. Ala atharihim muhtadun. This is the final frontier. This is the test. Because when you look at your forefathers were human beings. Take it back to the source. They were individuals that are not perfect. They made their mistakes. They may have had that communal gathering in the tribe for the betterment of their community. Yes, we understand this. And yes, this is praiseworthy. But Allah sends prophets to purify the practices of people, to purify their hearts. And that is what is important to understand about Allah and to understand about prophethood. Prophets came in a chronological order to remind the people. To remind the people. Not to make people Muslim, but to remind them about the principles of Islam, primarily that of your aqidah, of your belief, your connection with God. Do not divert it to anything else. And this is paramount and important for the Muslim to understand, for the human being to understand, that we take our principles from Allah and from the sources in which Allah speaks to us, not from those that are by nature deficient, are by nature emotional, are by nature those that may do things that are not in your best spiritual interests. And in this chapter of Zukhruf, even the following verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those individuals that follow other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say, and they are the corrupt ones. They cause corruption on the earth, and their excuses, inna ala atharihim muqtadun, that we are those that are following their footsteps. This is our excuse. Allah does not accept that excuse when many and everything is a sign of His existence. That knowledge of the signs of your existence and the existence of everything around you demands something from you spiritually. And on top of that, your heart is already equipped for that understanding because it ultimately acknowledged that. What's important for you is to turn back to that pure, clean state, which is the fitrah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that when looking at this sunnah, we yearn for this sunnah because we understand the practice of the prophets is ultimately that, to call you back to your pure state, which is worshiping Allah and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to the prophets alayhi wasalam, the last of them being Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for ultimate guidance, looking at his opinions and his practices and knowing that that is what Allah wants from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that have integrity when following this sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that within this process of following the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, these trials and tribulations can serve as a means of purification for us. For verily Allah wants our hearts to be pure. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.